Today's New Testament reading is from Acts, the 8th chapter. Now an angel of the Lord said to Philip, "Rise and go toward the south to the road that goes down from Jerusalem to Gaza. This is a desert place." And he rose and went. And there was an Ethiopian, a eunuch, a court official of Candace, queen of the Ethiopians, who was in charge of all her treasure. He had come to Jerusalem to worship and was returning, seated in his chariot. And he was reading the prophet Isaiah. And the Spirit said to Philip, "Go over and join this chariot." So Philip ran to him and heard him reading Isaiah the prophet and asked, "Do you understand what you are reading?" And he said, "How can I, unless someone guides me?" And he invited Philip to come up and sit with him. Now the passage of the scripture that he was reading was this: "Like a sheep he was led to the slaughter, and like a lamb before its shearer is silent, so he opens not his mouth. In his humiliation, justice was denied him. Who can describe his generation? For his life is taken away from the earth." And the eunuch said to Philip, "About whom, I ask you, does the prophet say this? About himself or about someone else?" Then Philip opened his mouth, and beginning with this scripture, he told him the good news about Jesus. And as they were going along the road, they came to some water, and the eunuch said, "See, here is water. What prevents me from being baptized?" And he commanded the chariot to stop. And they both went down into the water, Philip and the eunuch, and he baptized him. And when they came up out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord carried Philip away, and the eunuch saw him no more, and went on his way rejoicing. But Philip found himself at Azotus. And as he passed through, he preached the gospel to all the towns until he came to Caesarea. This is the word of the Lord. For today's meditation on God's word, we welcome Pastor Donald Andrix from Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Hamburg, Minnesota.
Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you through Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. There are times when we would like to put everything into a box, but that's not always the way God works. Today's lesson shows that. Philip, one of the seven elected evangelists, receives a direct message from the angel of the Lord: "Rise up and go toward the south to the road that goes down from Jerusalem to Gaza." We find Philip listening and doing what he was told. The challenge was, what was he supposed to do once he gets to that road? When the angel of the Lord speaks, though, Philip understands God wants people to obey. So Philip gets up, goes on the road, and it's there when he gets to the road, the Spirit says to Philip, "Go over and join the chariot." There's a chariot there, and an Ethiopian eunuch is reading from the prophet Isaiah. And this Ethiopian is willing to relate to Philip. Philip asks him, does he understand what he is reading? It is important not just to read, but which is a necessary starting point, but it's also important to understand what is really being said. And that's why we often need people to listen and to tell us what is God really saying. I think of how some Lutheran Christians have learned that we are saved by grace, that Jesus paid for all our sins, and that we do not earn our right into heaven. They know the facts, they say the right words. But the interesting thing I then ask is, so then why do we obey God's law? And too often people don't understand why they obey God's law. And often they will then say to me, well, it's so that we can get into heaven. These are the people who know the words but don't understand the total and incomprehensible grace of God. We obey God's law not because we have to, but because we want God to know how much we appreciate His grace and love. And that's why it is important to understand what it means by what God does for us. I think of Luther's explanation in the third article: "I believe that I cannot by my own reason or strength believe in Jesus Christ my Lord or come to Him. It is the Holy Spirit who calls me by the gospel, enlightens me with His gifts, and keeps me in that one true faith." I think that it is difficult for us to always understand that it is God who keeps us in faith. We can only be exposed to the Word of God, and we need that God's Spirit through that Word to keep us in that one true faith. In our text, we see that the Spirit of God had directed Philip to share the gospel and works in the Ethiopian to receive the gospel. I realize that the eunuch was probably rejected from going into the temple when he had been in Jerusalem, not because of the color of his skin, but because he was emasculated. We read in Deuteronomy 23:1, "No one who has been emasculated by crushing or cutting may enter the assembly of the Lord." Maybe it was due to the Jews rejecting the eunuch that we find Christians like Philip who reach out to him. He is willing to listen to what they have to say, and he is wanting to become part of God's family. This is the first time we find a Gentile wanting to be a part of God's family. When I think about how God had influenced Philip and the eunuch, we certainly should praise God for his grace and love. What I find meaningful is that the last adult baptized in our church came to our church because he wanted to find a place that accepted him. He rides motorcycle. He and his wife attended our adult affirmation class, and after the unit on baptism, he said he wanted to be baptized that day. So God worked faith in his heart, and we are happy he is now part of our worshiping community. Just as eunuch went on his way rejoicing, so did the individual. God can be trusted to direct us to the place where he wants us to be. We thank and praise God for that blessing. Amen.
We thank Pastor Donald Andrix from Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Hamburg, Minnesota, for today's meditation on God's Word.